This is Scott Radley of the Hamilton Spectator with a podcast of my column of November 11, 2015. He was a football star in high school, which would come as no surprise to those who remember his seven-year career in the CFL. There was also plenty of high-level track and field in his life back in those school days, along with some water polo and volleyball. Even before arriving at Barton Secondary, he played a ton of minor hockey and spent hours and hours on the baseball diamond. In short, if there was a sport out there, he had probably been involved in it at some point, and almost certainly been great at it. Among athletic overachievers, he was an overachiever. But what about basketball? In elementary school and stuff, Brian Crawford says, but that doesn't really count. Well, turns out the one sport he's never really played is hoops, which is an interesting gap in his athletic resume, since the 33-year-old Ancaster resident is taking over as Senior Director of Operations for Basketball Canada on Monday. His role, which is a newly created position, will focus on managing operations, organizing the infrastructure across the country so everything meshes, expanding the pool of talent in Canada, and bidding for major international events. It's a lofty job description for anyone, let alone someone who just retired from pro football 3 years ago, though that doesn't really paint a truly accurate picture. Yes, Crawford has been the director of operations for Ontario University Athletics since he hung up his cleats, but even while he was still wearing pads, he was already working for the OUA as sport administrator and then as sports programming manager. He was working in the office while still smashing into guys on the field. When the Waterloo University steroid scandal broke, for example, he was an OUA employee, but also still an Argo. I remember being at the practice field on a conference call, he says. It means he knows how to juggle a bunch of things at once, which is important since this new position carries a heavy dossier and because basketball is taking off in this country right now. The number of Canadian players in the NBA is skyrocketing. More kids than ever are playing. TV ratings for the Toronto Raptors are up. Interest is soaring. It all adds up to expectations. He'll be the first to tell you he has to be good at this new gig since nobody wants to kill the momentum. And nobody wants to be going backwards. To me, that's exciting, he says. He's confident he'll be able to do all of that. Based on his track record, why wouldn't he be? While he was at Barton Secondary, he was Athlete of the Year and MVP of the Steel City Bowl. At Queen's, he won two OUA track medals while also collecting a number of individual awards on the football field. By the time he made the Toronto Argonauts, after not being drafted until the fourth round, the undersized running back not only made the team, but became a special team star and eventually a captain. Give him a task, he'll succeed. He always has. Still, what about the lack of a hoops background? I'm not being hired to go play basketball or coach basketball, but to run the business, he says. Fair enough. Sports business is sports business. Besides, toiling out of the spotlight, he won't be required to be the face of the game. There are tons of guys led by Steve Nash and Andrew Wiggins who can fill that role. And even with his lack of time on the court, it's not like he's never had anything to do with the game. Back in grade 5 or 6, he'd gathered together all the loose change he could find around the house and saved his allowance for weeks. When he finally had enough money in hand, he went to the store and bought a basket. Once assembled, his dad let him paint a key onto the asphalt driveway. Then, in a bit of foreshadowing, Crawford organized a neighborhood tournament for 2 or 3 years. He even managed to convince Kineski Sports to provide some prizes and arranged for a trophy company to provide a Champions Cup. As a 10-year-old, I was already getting sponsorships, he laughs. 2 decades later, it's basically the same thing, on a far, far bigger driveway. This is Scott Radley of The Spectator. Thanks for listening.